grace is operating. And nothing can put you down. You always float to the top where you belong. Now, Queen Esther has the same experience when she was before the most powerful man in the world in her time. The king of the Persian Empire. In the book of Esther, this was her life all the time. Esther chapter 2 verse 15. You know, the secret that made Esther different was not just her beauty. I'm sure there were many other beautiful women. But it was this quality of hun in her life. Grace and favor. Esther chapter 2, verse 15. Says, now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go in to the king, she requested nothing but what Hegal, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, advised. And Esther obtained favor or hen in the sight of all who saw her. You know what made her stand out? It was not the physical beauty alone. Because every one of those women, the hundreds of them are beautiful. But there was something about her. You know, the people of the world, when this quality of grace and favor are on your life, they say, there's something about this person. But they cannot put their finger on it. And they're just drawn to give you grace and favor. Because of that special quality that God imparts on your life. That makes you stand out above all the others. Now mind you, all those people who were chosen were beautiful, and they had tremendous preparations when the king was looking for a wife. It tells us there in verse 12, in Esther 2, each young woman's turn came to go in to King Ahasuerus. After she had completed 12 months preparation. Look, each woman had 12 months of Jenny Craig. Or Jenny Craig was not around in those days. They had 12 months of beauty preparation. I'm not talking about just makeup for 6 hours, which is pretty long anyway. We are talking about 12 months. Say, what do they do in the 12 months? He says, for thus were the days of their preparation appointed. 6 months they were soaked with the oil of myrrh. 6 months with perfume and preparations for beautifying the woman. I mean, 6 months they beautify the woman. Then another 6 months they prepare her. And by the time all these women come one by one to the king, you could smell them a kilometer away. Their perfume was soaked. Not just skin deep, probably bone deep. I say, yucks. Okay. Probably Azirus may say that, eh? Steve. But when Esther came, she had everything the same. Except the grace and favor she had from the Lord. And something was different. And she started her rise up to the most powerful position before the king because of grace and favor. In verse 17, the king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other virgins. What was the quality? The same quality. That special Hebrew word. Now in closing, we just want to let you know, now you heard about hen, and some of you are saying, you know, it's just like an advertising campaign. Say, give it to me, where do I buy it, you know? You've been exposed to this advertising that say, hen is good for you, hen is good for you, hen is good for you. And all you need is an ounce of hen. Are you feeling down? Are you feeling depressed? Do you have the sinking feeling? get a dose of hen, and you will float up and be lifted up. I mean, you'll be exposed to this, and you're wondering, oh, brother, where do I buy this hen's essence of chicken? Sorry, you got the wrong message. That was not the message. We're not talking about essence of chicken. We're talking about the essence of God. Hallelujah. Some impartation from God. How do we get it? Hallelujah. For additional tips, please write to. How do we get? Nowadays, we don't sell tapes, right? We sell CDs. So for additional CDs, please write to P.O. Box, la-da-da-da-da, and you'll find the answers to how to get your hen, that is. Right. Let's look at the book of Proverbs and look at what produces hen. Proverbs chapter 1. We just run quickly as we close. Proverbs chapter 1. And we see here in verse 8 and 9. Your first point, how to get hen. Grace and favor, this quality, this essence of grace and favor. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. The word graceful is the word hen. In other words, it will decorate your life. And what was the first way to get it? Have a good relationship with your pa and your ma. Remember the commandments of God? Now, where do you think? Some of you think, oh no, right? You don't like your pa, ma? Right? Come over here, we'll pray for you. Right? Alright. Do you know why, probably, this is a good guess, a reasonably good guess, why John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, could just run to Jesus and say, oh, Jesus, Jesus, ah, Jesus. You know why? He probably did that all his life at home. Right? He probably did that all his life at home. And so, when he loves somebody, he say, oh, Jesus. But you came from a home that's very reserved. With the English. Then you probably act differently. Or some oriental home, like I came from. And it's different. And you got to unlearn some things in order to learn some new things from the Bible. But the first way, have a good relationship with your father and your mother, because it does produce a quality of grace in your life. Now remember, if you don't have this quality, you cannot be the head and not the tail. You cannot be the head. The only quality that will promote you are these things. You cannot find favor anywhere you go unless you have this. Now it's only one of the reasons, right? So let's look at another one in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 4. We'll look at verse 3 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor, hen, and high esteem. With who? In the sight of God and man. So the second quality to obtaining hen is to exercise mercy and truth. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. If you're nasty to people, you're revengeful, you're not going to find grace and favor with other people. As you do to others, so will others do to you. Believe me, strangers will do things to you that you never thought of because you have been bad to somebody else. But if you walk in truth and mercy, you can be taken to a strange and faraway land. And there you will still find Grace and favor. That's a second quality. Second method by which it comes and increase upon our life. And then we also look at chapter 3, verse 21-22. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. They will be a hand in your neck. So instead of like people walking around with albatross hanging around their neck, you have the grace and favor decorating your life. Everywhere you go, it shines out from you. Because two things, wisdom. And through the wisdom, discretion. So that's the third way. If you have wisdom, grace will come. And we have in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, this time in verse 34. Surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace or hand to the humble. Number 4. If you are a humble person, you will find grace and favor. If you are proud as a peacock, everywhere you go, you will find resistance. When you walk in lowliness and humility all the time, grace and favor will be yours. Number 5. Proverbs chapter 4. And this is not really number 5. This is, you can put it as another verse for number 3. But let's read it anyway. Verse 7 to 9. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of hen. A crown of glory she will deliver to you. An ornament of favor. So this re-emphasizes point 3. Wisdom. If you have wisdom, and you yield to the spirit of wisdom, and you're wise in your ways, wise with your words, wise in your thinking, you will find grace. That's re-emphasizing point 3. Now, let's look at another one to see whether we get a point 5. And we look over at the book of Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13, looking at verse 15. Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Now, this can be point number 5. Although it says the word good understanding, the emphasis in the Hebrew is faithfulness. So, if you are a faithful person, year in, year out, year in, year out, doing little things, doing big things, doing things behind, doing things in front, doing things when nobody does it, doing things when everybody does it, you're faithful and faithful and faithful. Point number 5, faithfulness will bring you favor. Now, I believe that was one of the qualities that Joseph had. Whatever was given, as a slave when he was taken in the Potiphar's house, I don't think he was put as number 1 yet. I think he may start right at the bottom. But because he was faithful, he went all the way to the top. When they put him to sweep the floor, he swept the floor faithfully. When they put him to the lowest task, he was faithful and he got promoted. So point number 5, faithfulness is a key to more grace and favor. Now, chapter 17 of Proverbs, we are finishing here. Chapter 17. And we are looking at verse 8. Proverbs 17, verse 8. A present is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Now, here is a translation that didn't bring the whole thing out, but in the Hebrew,